It's been more than a century since sea otters were hunted to near extinction along the U.S. West Coast. The cute animals were successfully reintroduced off the Washington, British Columbia, and California coasts, but an attempt in the early 1970s in Oregon failed. Now a new nonprofit has formed to return the sea otter to Oregon waters. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Newport, Oregon.
Lots of place names along the Oregon coast harken to a time when sea otters could be seen. There's an Otter Point, Otter Crest, Otter Terrace. I'm in Newport, looking out toward Otter Rock with Siletz tribal member Peter Hatch. Not far from us is where Hatch says a hunter killed one of the last wild Oregon sea otters for its fur a little more than a century ago.
For about 110 years now, there's been a big hole in our environment. The sea otter has been missing from the Oregon coast.
Hatch recently joined the board of a new nonprofit dedicated to bringing the sea otter back to Oregon waters. The group is named the Alaka Alliance. Alaka is the Clatsop Chinookan word for sea otter.
So we're very heartened by the idea that sea otters could be brought back to this part of the coast, to make their range whole again and to make this place whole again.
Hatch says other people he's talked to about possible reintroduction are excited by the prospect. He says sea otters contribute to healthy kelp forests by eating sea urchins and bring balance to the nearshore ecosystem. Hatch says they would also be great ambassadors for the coast. But excitement is not the unanimous response.
The notion of full-scale reintroduction of otters makes me feel very apprehensive. We may be displacing one mammal, fishermen, with the reintroduction of another.
Bob Eder is a crabber in Newport, Oregon. He's mindful that sea otters have remarkable charisma, but they're also known for their big appetites, including for Dungeness crab, one of Oregon's most valuable commercial fisheries.
Unlike the crab fishermen, they don't take just the large mature males that have already reproduced. They take the females. They eat indiscriminately. There's a possibility that reintroduction could really change the industry. So, number one, we are important stakeholders.
The social acceptability of sea otter reintroduction is one of a bunch of important questions being independently studied by a lab at Oregon State University's Marine Science Center in Newport. Master's student Dominic Kone is examining whether ocean conditions are right for reintroduction to succeed.
Is there suitable habitat? So that gets at the question of whether Oregon can support sea otters. Is there enough prey? Because we know sea otters are constantly eating because they're high metabolism.
The number of outstanding questions leads the founder and director of the new Alaka Alliance to guess it could take many years to get the green light to reintroduce sea otters along Oregon's coast.
We're very early in the game. We haven't even really scoped out the what would it take type of discussion. The logistics, where would the animals come from? Where would they go? What would the impacts be?
Bob Bailey does not think any political body has to vote to bring sea otters back to Oregon. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are presently noncommittal. They say many public meetings lie ahead if the reintroduction idea gains momentum. Federal biologists who are monitoring the sea otters along the Washington and Central California coasts say those populations are healthy, but they're not spreading out to Oregon on their own. I'm Tom Bonsi in Newport, Oregon.